This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour News update recorded on Tuesday, September 16th, 2014. I'm Marc Boulanger. In Europe, hundreds of flights have been cancelled as pilots at Germany's Lufthansa stage a one-day strike and their counterparts at Air France begin a week-long strike. Air France has announced that more than 60% of its flights have been cancelled. Union spokespeople say managers are portraying the strikes as being organized by overpaid pilots who are just trying to protect their cushy jobs. The real story, say the unions, is that the pilots are trying to stop the ongoing reduction in airline services as companies create supposedly low-cost air carriers. Those are the carriers that crowd people into smaller seats and provide fewer services. They are advertised as low cost, but they add on extra costs such as baggage fees, meals, assigned seating, and other revenue earning practices. The pilots at Air France are not striking for indecently higher wages, say their union representatives. They are striking because the airline is transferring many of them to a new low cost carrier called Transavia. Transavia is being expanded in order to take on other airlines such as Ryanair and EasyJet. The pilots are demanding that their current contract provisions be honored if they are transferred to the new low-cost carrier. The strikes at Air France and Lufthansa, say union representatives, are primarily about the creation of low-service, small-seat carriers. The Global Union Federation, which represents 30 million teachers and other education workers, is renewing its efforts to have the teachers' union in Bahrain officially recognized and its president released from jail. Education International has been supporting the teachers in Bahrain, especially since they participated in an uprising during the so-called Arab Spring in 2011. The uprising was crushed by Bahraini authorities with help from Saudi Arabian troops. Just recently, the General Secretary of Education International, Fred Van Leeuwen, sent a message of support to the teachers in Bahrain.
As General Secretary of Education International, I'm proud to convey our support to you in establishing an organization, a union, representing the teachers of Bahrain, and to also convey our concern for your imprisoned President Mahdi Aboudib and for all who have been jailed unfairly and unjustly for simply promoting human and trade union freedoms. Since 2011, Education International has actively supported the case of your association and of Mahdi Aboudib. We have condemned his ill treatment and lack of medical supervision. We have called on the Bahraini authorities for his release, and we have called for the reinstatement of all teachers that were dismissed after the 2011 crackdown. I received from government officials unconvincing response to the request for Mahdi's release, to the effect that they told me he was a political prisoner. We know that this is not the case. He was victimized for his efforts to exercise his right to be a member of a trade union.
In other news, the Building Workers International Global Union Federation has announced that it is canceling its activities in African countries affected by the Ebola virus outbreak. This latest Ebola outbreak is the most severe in history. International labor organizations are organizing a global day of action on Wednesday, September 17th, to support Cambodian garment workers. The workers are trying to convince the government to raise their minimum wages of $100 a month. The International Organization for Migration reports that nearly 700 migrants may have died after two ships sank in the Mediterranean last week. There are reports that the sinkings were caused by traffickers who were angry that the migrants would not transfer to smaller boats. More than 100,000 migrants entered the closest European country, Italy, last year. And that's it. Now you're up to date with the latest international labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.